שלום, אנחנו לומדים מספר תיקוני הזוהר.
Hello, we're studying from the book, The Corrections of the Zohar. We are in correction number 56, second paragraph, beginning with four times. There is no Hebrew text for it. You can send us questions on kab.tv. Selected questions related to the studied materials will be asked during the lesson. So again, reading from the Corrections of the Zohar, correction number 56, beginning with, and four times. And four times divinity went to exile because they inserted nakedness between the four letters. And even though it was said, all of these arayot, plural of nakedness, were in Sefirot and in the name of Havaya, it was not in its place up above. Rather, when divinity goes to exile, all the Sefirot come down with her, and there is no separation between her and the ten Sefirot. And when they come down, they clothe in the 6 weekdays, 6 branches. Chesed on the first day, Gvurah on the second day, the pillar in the middle in the third day, the 3 second Sefirot in the 3 other days, which are Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And these 10 utterances are Yud, Abba. 5 times light is Hey, Ima. 6 times good is Vav, that is in the 6 weekdays. The Hey of the 6th day is the Hey of Havaya. The Rosh of Bereshit is the Keter, the head of all of the heads, Rosh of all the Rashim. Why is there separation? Because the righteous, the sign of the covenant, is not there. And this is the secret of the thing, that there is no person who is righteous in the land who is the sign of the covenant there. And on Shabbat, which is the 7th day, there is the proximity and unification of the name Havaya and all the Sefirot. Because of this, the wise disciples, their couplings are from the night of Shabbat to the night of Shabbat. Those kinds of nakedness were certainly down below. But up above it was said, no evil shall happen to you. And the righteous man who comes close to his wife on the weekdays, that son that he makes upon him, it is said, a righteous, and he feels bad, since he caused that the holy became unholy, which is the 7th day. At that time, it is the secret of a righteous who feels bad, a wicked who feels good. But up above, there is no separation or nakedness or cutting off. Because of this, up above, there is unification in the brother and daughter, in the son, brother and sister, son and daughter, and the mother with her son. If so, you should not resemble your Maker, since you will cause that you will not be in His image up above, as you say, if your iniquities would be separating between you and your God. Come and see. When the Creator wished to create Adam, He wanted to make him so, like His own image, without nakedness and without any separation, as you say, let us make men in our image, in our likeness, so that all the Sefirot will be included in it without any separation or cutting off, and to unite the son with the daughter, since they are brothers, about whom it was said that they are twin brothers, as it is said that they will be twins or matching from below, and together they will be innocent always upon his head. At which place? To the ring. This is the ring of the sign of the covenant or circumcision, which is the measurement for all the nakedness down below and the measure of the unification up above. Up above it was said about it, and he also took from the tree of life and ate and shall live forever. But down below it was said about him, and from the tree of knowledge, good and bad, you shall not eat from it. You will not mix in the unification good with evil. And if not, you shall be put to death. It was said here, you shall be put to death. And it was said about the Shabbat, those who defile her shall be put to death. And Adam is certainly made in the form of the image up above. And he made separation there, and he retired from there. Rabbi Elazar told him, Father, how was he made in the form of the image up above? I've heard several views there. he told him, "My son, when it was done, all the sefirot were included in the form of the image of his soul. And his soul was a merkava, a chariot for them, about whom it was said, 'And the Lord created man in his image,' like the ten sefirot of blima, of stopping. And all the shades of the souls were shining in his souls and were shining on his face. And from him the upper ones and the lower ones shuddered, and they were bowing before him because of those lights that were shining in him. Like the men up above that they bowed down to, so they bowed to the men down below, until he would say, 'Let us bow and kneel down and bless before the Lord our Maker.' At that time, he was ruling all of those masses up above and down below. The black shade of the eye and his hairs are black, and all the beautiful black shades were given in him from the side of the mother, Ima. The white of the eye and the white of the face and the white of the brain and the white of the bones were given to him from the side of the father. It is said so, that the whiteness in the eye and the brain and the bones are given from Abba, Father, and the black of the eye and the hair are given from Ima, Mother. And the white and the black, both of them, are from the upper ketil. The black is on the outside and the white is on the inside. And it is written, 'And now they did not see a bright light in the heavens.' And another text says, 'He shall put his hiding place in the darkness.' It was said, 'Black to the female, white to the man, the male.' And the Torah from there is white on the inside and black on the outside. And up above, Abba Ve'ima said about the middle pillar and his divinity, 'Let us make man in our image, in our likeness.' The middle pillar is in white, and divinity is in black. As it is said, 'I am black and beautiful.' Come and see. The upper Ima was black before of that light that was ahead of her. But when she comes down, her shades appear in five sefirot, which are the five branches of the tree. The right arm and the left one, and the body, and the two shins. The righteous takes all the shades, as it is written, 'And I saw her to remember the everlasting covenant, and I saw her with shining shades.' And so the lower divinity appears in five shades from below up. And those are the shades of the six sefirot about whom it was said, 'Azur and scarlet and red and shesh and izim,' two other colors. And all the shades are included from above down in the righteous, so all the shades are included from below upward in the middle pillar. Come and see. There were four large branches in the tree, and they were two arms and two shins, and all of them were in the measurement of the upper letter Vav. And in every cubit, there were five small branches, which are the pinky finger, about whom it was said, and he instilled the heavens in the pinky finger. They are the measure of the hay, and over the five branches, there was the yud, which is the hand, the palm of the hand, and this is the fruit of the tree. And how many sketches are embroidered in the palm of the hand, which are nice shades of the fruit, in whom the lily opens, from which a fruit is made. And they are kaftova perach, and also the six pillars or branches that come from the menorah. And those are the three bones in the right arm and three on the left arm. And the menorah is the goof of the middle. My son, in all of these corrections, he created men and his partner, his spouse. And he made separation up above between the Creator and his divinity that caused the removal of divinity from the Creator. So the Creator removed from himself his spouse, and the Creator departed from him. In a place where divinity does not dwell, the Creator also does not dwell there. And how do we know that his spouse departed from him? As you say, and the Lord God said, it is not good for man to be by himself. And this caused Yaakov, about whom it was said, and Jacob was left alone. At that time, Sam defeated him and touched his thigh. At what place did it fly? In the tendon called the Nasheh, that the Yud departed from the tendon of the Nasheh, which is the Yud of Yaakov, Jacob, and it remained as Akev. Heel. This is the secret of, and his hand gripped the heel of Esau, that he touched the heel in exile and through the burden of the kingship of the 70 nations, that he became a tail instead of a head. As Adam caused divinity to retire from the Creator, as you say, and because of your crimes, your mother was sent away, and the Creator remained alone without with the queen. As it is said, the righteous was lost. What does it mean that he lost? He lost the queen. Because of this, it's not good for man to be by himself. So I shall make for him help against him. This is another one who is not his spouse from the side of the tree of knowledge, good and bad. Through prohibition and permission, impurity and purity, kosher and disqualified, pure blood and the blood of the menstruation. Because of this, it was said, if he's rewarded, it becomes help for him. If he's not rewarded, it is against him. That the woman departs from him, who is the tree of life, about whom it was said, she is a tree of life to those who hold her. See life with a woman that you loved, that you have loved, about whom it was said, and he also took from the tree of life and ate and lived forever. It was carved on the tablets, freedom from the angel of death, freedom from the enslavement of the kingships, freedom from all of the bad illnesses, from poverty and foolishness and sorrow and pressure and hunger. About her it was said, a land in which you will eat bread, not in poverty, will not lack anything in it. Once she departed from him, and another one was given to him from the side of the moon, as it is said, a time to give birth and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to uproot what was planted, which is half of hers, life and richness, and half of hers, which is death and poverty, like the heart, about which it was said, a wise heart to his right and a foolish heart to his left, the two of them in partnership. Because of that, if he was rewarded, there is help through the fulfillment of the moon, the full moon. And if he's not rewarded, he is against him through the moon that is lacking. Nakedness, arayot, from the side of UK. Nakedness. Your bow will awaken. Arayot, from the side of the Vavk. You will not come close to reveal va. This is Lirif, who is the nakedness of a woman and her daughter, who are hey. The nakedness of your bride is the small yud of Adni. She is the bride that is mentioned in a Song of Songs. Come and see. The lower divinity is called her daughter from the side of the upper Ima, a bride from the side of the everything, Kol, Hei, a sister from the side of the middle pillar. His relative from the side of that one about whom it was said that he is also flesh from the side of his degree. Correction 7 and 57. In the beginning, Bereshit Trei Shva. These are two points, two creations, about whom it was said, and the Lord God made from the land all of the animals of the field and all the birds of the heavens, and he brought them to men to see what will he call him. Come and see how many souls and how many depictions did the Creator draw in the form of the image of the chariots up above that are the holy animals. that human people or men inherit souls from them. And the Creator brought man as a revolution or incarnation over all of them to see what shall he call them. But he found no help in them, as it is said, but he did not find help against Adam. And he called them, each one of them, by names according to the force up above, as it is written, who elicits in the number their army, he shall call all of them by name. Each animal and angels and wheel, he called them by a well-known name. Each one according to his manner in his work and in his guarding. Come and see. Men knew each animal and wheel and animal and seraph, each one that was appointed over his messenger or his mission. And he knew the name of each one according to his mission, and so he would call him. So we find in the book of Raziel that was given to Adam HaRishon, that Matat, the Creator, called him by many names. Sometimes he is called Mitat, at a time that he is appointed over the rain, Matar. Sometimes he is called Bitchon Sigron Atmon, Atamon, blocking, at a time that he was blocking or sealing the sins of Israel, Sagaron, shutting, at a time that he was shutting the gates of prayer, Bitachon, opening, at a time that he was opening the gates of prayer. Pisakon, judging, at a time that he was judging the halachot of the Mishnah in the lower seminary. And so, all of the names were according to his mission. And so, each angel, his name changes according to his mission. As it is written, why shall you ask for my name? And it is wondrous. And according to the miracle that they do, so is their name. And to each and every mission of theirs, there is a well-known time and minute, and a well-known fortune, and a well-known day, and a well-known star. And there it changes. This angel is called by 600,000 names of the angels. He's called Hasdiel at a time that he does chesed, mercy, with the world. Gavriel at a time that he does gvua in the world. Sturiel, at a time that he conceals, mastil, the people of the world with his wings from those sabotaging angels. As it is written, and beneath his wings shall you find a shield. And he's called Chatmiel, at a time that he signs the merits and the sins for the people of the world. Katviel, writing, at a time that he writes the merits and the sins. And each angel, according to his name, has a verse in the Torah. Katvi, after, and the letter was a letter of God. It is inscribed over the tablets. Zachari, for remembering the covenant of the forefathers. And he has a verse, remember us for life. And it is coerced in Zachor. Shamriel in Shamo, keep. Chastiel in Chesed, Gavriel in Gvura. Tzadki in Tzedek, Rafael in Refua, Yetuel betiferet, Malkiel in Malchut. There is no angel who doesn't have an essence and a foundation in the Sefirot. And this Sefira has a well-known name and a well-known Havaya, and all of the names there have an essence and a foundation. And this is the rule, hold it by your hand, that all the appointees up above, their names depend on the Sefirot and their names, and each one has a verse following his name. And all of the angels whose horses are horses of fire, and whose chariots are fire, and whose bows are fire, and whose spears are fire, and all of their weapons of war are fire, their foundation is in Gvura. And the sabotaging angels, which are fire, their foundation is in hell. And there are angels about whom it was said, making his angels spirits. There you saw, their foundation is in the mill pillar. And there are angels who are from the waters of the firmament, about whom it was said, and the water that are above the firmament, from the right side. They are all roots up above. And there is no angel in whom you won't find the name of Havaya, as it is written that it is everywhere, just like the soul that exists in each and every organ. Because of that, men must crown Havaya in all the Sefirot, and in all the thrones, and in all of the angels, and in each and every organ of men. There is no place vacant of him, not in the upper ones, nor in the lower ones. Havaya is not called in the unification of the four letters, rather in the cause of causes that unites them. And because it unites the four letters, in him they are called Havaya with a single unification, the Lord is one, and his name is one. Because of that, he placed the faith of Israel in those four letters. And all of the names, he made them as appellations for that name. There is no name up to Ein Sof, and up to no purpose, no end, who is greater and ruling more than this one. Up above, up to Ein Sof, and down below, up to no end. And all of the armies and camps are afraid of him and shudder. Correction number 8 and 50, or 58. Bereshit bara Elokim. In the beginning, the Lord created Et. The only daughter is the daughter of the king inside. Her servant, about whom it was said, and the Lord put sleep over man, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs, and he closed flesh below it. What is it, and he closed? Rabbi Shimon started and said, Yericho was shutting and was enclosed. What is Yericho, Jericho? It is Yareach, moon, who is her guf, her body. The servant, the maid, was from the king's daughter, who is her point. She shuts and is closed from within, like this one, kaf. Because of her, it was said, opposite the frame, there would be rings for the homes, for the clothes to carry the tables. What are the rings? These are the two parts of the heart that are round like rings. And the heart is on the left. So the table should be on the left, a table on the north, for houses and for the clothes. What are the houses? These are the two houses of the heart. What are the fabrics? These are the two kidneys, both of them are on the outside, and about them it was said they should be matching from down below. The two wings of the lungs, together they will be innocent above his head. And because hearing depends on the heart, it is said the heart hears. Come and see, it was said about that rib, and he will take it. Then, and the Lord God built the rib. What is, and he built? Rather, I will build a house for you, an institution where you shall sit forever. And the house, when it was built, it was a complete stone. It was built as a journey. The two houses of the heart are the two buildings or parts of this verse, as it was written, and the house, when it was built, this is the first temple or house. A complete stone is a journey. This is the second temple, and against them it was said, I have built two buildings. One of them is called the building or structure of the upper Ima. The other one was the building or structure of the lower Ima. And I shall build, as in, and I myself will also be built from here, a building of Yibum. And as that point encloses and shuts, so there needs to, a daughter who is a virgin must be closed and shut within the house of her father, a virgin known by no men. And she came down to the fountain, is the daughter of the eye. She closes and shuts in the eye, and three shades surround her. About them it was said, all of these the Lord shall do twice or three times with a man. And when Moses lowered to the Torah to Israel from here, he said, be prepared for 3 days in which you will not approach a woman. The 3 days correspond to the three shades of the eye, and she is covered and hidden in them, and no man shall know her in them until she strips of them. And at that time that she strips from those clovings, she unites with her husband with the proximity of the flesh. As it is said, the bone of my bones and the flesh of my flesh, to that one will be called a woman, because she was taken from men. Hence a man must leave his father and his mother and cling to his wife, and they shall become one flesh. This is the way to unite the male and the female by bringing the flesh together. This is the closeness of the unification up above, so that nothing will be partitioning. Because of this, it was said that when a person prays, uniting the Creator with his divinity, nothing should be partitioning between him and the wall. His divinity will be the walls of his heart, that nothing will be separating between him and his divinity. This is the circuit of both of them were naked, man and his wife, naked, meaning by bringing the flesh together without any clothings. At that time, when the Creator and his divinity are as one, without any clothings, it was said about him, and your eyes will not be covered, and your eyes will see your teacher. Rabbi Elazar told him, Father, what is the ending of this verse saying, and they were not ashamed? He told him, my son, in a place where there is nakedness, there is shame, and this is being afraid of being ashamed. One who has no shame, certainly the feet of his forefathers did not stand on Mount Sinai. And shame comes in three shades, white and red and green in the face, about whom it was said, not now will Jacob be shamed with the shades of red and green, and not now will his face be pale with the white shade. Those are the three shades in whom there is shame. These are the three shades of the three shells of the nut, which are the nakedness in which the bow or the rainbow dresses and appears in them. And because these are nakedness, these are three klipot, it was said about them, they do not demand the nakedness in free, and they must not be looked at. Because of that, the holy people must not look at the shades of the rainbow. And this is the secret of the foreskin that has three klipot, and they need to be removed from the sign of the circumcision, the holy covenant. And immediately, and I saw her to remember the eternal covenant. About this three klipot, it was said, take off your shoes from your feet. And immediately, and I saw her. And at the time that Moses was clothed in them, it says about him, do not come near. Immediately when he stripped off them, he came close. This is the secret of the offering, that the fire would be coming down to burn those three klipot. As it was written, this is the Torah of the offering. It is what is offered on the altar on the fire all night. These are three shades of fire that will be coming down through three prayers to ignite and burn those klipot. At that time, the Creator was coming closer to His divinity, and His letters would be coming closer, Yud to the K, to the Hay, and Vav to the Hay. And at the time that they were clothing in those klipot, it was said about them, you shall not come near to reveal the nakedness. And there is no need to bring closer the letters of the Yud in the Hay and the Vav in the Hay. Because of that, they instilled three prayers each day to remove these three shells of the foreskin from the sign of the covenant, which is divinity. And in that, she dwells in the three shining shades, which are the Kohanim, the Levites, and Israel. About them it was said, how beautiful are your steps in the shoes, the daughter of the generous one. These are the closing of the holidays and the times and the special times about whom it was said, you shall celebrate three special holidays in a year. Three klipot, about whom it was said, and the Lord God made to Adam and his wife leather jackets, and he dressed them. First they were made of light, and then they were made of skin. Skin that is of the serpent. And after 70 years, that skin is removed from him. The three shades of the garments of the Shekhinah are the three letters Vav of Vaisa, and he carried, Vayavo, and he came, and he left. At the time that the garments of the skin of the serpent are removed, the three shades of the light of the Shekhinah illuminate immediately, and I saw her to remember the eternal covenant. These are the three letters Vav and the three roofs of the letter Bet, one to the heavens, one to the land, and one to the sea. And from that Bet hang 70 shades, and they are 72 together, about whom it was said, "Here comes the Lord riding a light cloud coming to Egypt." About the 72, with 72 shining shades immediately, and the gods of Israel removed away from him. Those three shades are implied in the hay. The hay, her three roofs, are shining garments of the king's daughter, which is the Yud, the daughter of the eye, and she is the 5,000 years of the creation of the world, and she is the small hay of Abraham, whose degree is chesed, counted as 72. Hey Yud from Elohim, God. Hey Yud from Yud Hey Vav Hey. Hey is the garment that covers the Yud.
Tikkun 9:50.
Correction 9:59. Bereshit, because in fire the Lord is judged, which are the skin or leather jackets that require separation. As they say, Israel say, the creator of the lights of fire, and they say, "I, the one separating the light from the darkness." The darkness is black. His leather jackets are black, as it was said about them, black as a raven. And the serpent was more clever than them. To each animal he created garments, and to all of the creations that were created in the 6 days of Genesis. And the bodies of the harm doers remained to do, but he did not make them, because it was the eve of Shabbat. And this is that the Lord God has created to do. Because of this, and the serpent was naked from all of the animals of the field that the Lord God has made. To all of them he made garments, but he did not make them for him, because they were the harmdoers of the world. And why did he not make them? Because he had to create Adam on the eve of Shabbat. Because of him, he did not create it for them. Because of that, envy of men, Adam, entered in the heart of the serpent, because he remained naked because of him without any garments. And he later caused that Adam stripped of his clothings. And Nimrod and Esau inherited them. Esau had the form of the image of the serpent. Because of that, and the serpent was naked for evil, that by his cleverness he caused the bad female, the potion of death for man and his wife. And his cleverness was in seducing Eve, because women's view is, or women are lightheaded. As it is said, and he told to the woman, "Even though the Lord God said you should not eat from all of the tree of the garden." But the Creator did not say it, rather he said, "From all of the tree of the garden you shall eat." He did not command to him not to eat, except from the tree of knowledge, good and bad, which is a mixture of good and bad, a tree of falsehood, one in the heart and another in the mouth. His heart is full of lie, and he seduces with his mouth with words of truth. And the evil serpent transgressed here about, "You should not testify a false witness in your friend." And you shall not rob and not steal and not carry the name of your Lord with no reason. Over, you should not make your friend to give a false testimony, as he said, that The Lord God knows that on the day that you shall eat from it, your eyes will open up and you will be as God, knowing good and evil, so that you will not harm the form of His image. I will not transgress casting filth in Eve, and he transgressed, "Thou shalt not kill," by killing Adam and Eve. This is the way of the evil inclination to tempt people and then come and tell over them, taking permission, coming down and taking the soul. No, Rav says, we won't have time for it. Let's move on to the next part.